Hey, I haven't done one of these in a long time. So what I'm going to do now is I've been getting into orchestration, and I recently bought two books. One is Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Principles of Orchestration, and I recently, just this weekend, bought The Study of Orchestration. And I'm just getting used to these books. They've been pretty useful so far. The expensive one, The Study of Orchestration by Samuel Adler, I'm trying out some different voicings. So I went to page 394, and I took the example 11.4 in the very first one, and I took their, what they're doing is the doubling of brass instruments within the modern orchestra. So we have, I'll just get right to the chase. They have two trumpets at the top, two horns, then three trombones, and then a tuba. So what I did was I put it into Sibelius, and I did a simple 1-4-5, a one chord progression in the key of C major. And I just tried out this voicing, and here's what it sounds like. Sounds pretty good. So I couldn't change the order of the instruments. So basically the trumpet is the highest, and the trumpet's playing thirds. The horn is also, horn and C is playing thirds, but it's lower. I actually wanted the horn and C below the trumpet, but I don't know how to do that in Sibelius. Then I have trombone, which is in the bass clef, and it's playing a C5 chord with no third, and then the bottom has a C. Then the next chord, of course, is the four chord with the third on the bottom in first inversion. And then we have a G7 chord, which is the 5 chord, and back to 1. And I think it sounds pretty good. I'll just play it for you one more time. Of course, the sounds in Sibelius are pretty crappy unless I put them into Logic, and then I would change the instruments with more professional VSTs. But yeah, that's a good starter. And I plan to do a little video for YouTube about this series. Okay, I'm going to try out some more voicings and I will get right back. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Okay, so here's another one I just did. We are again on the Study of Orchestration by Samuel Adler, page 394. And we are looking at example 11-4. And then I did the first example. I skipped over a couple. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you look at the fifth example in example 11.4, it has a trumpet that is higher and combined with a horn. So the trumpet's highest note on the book is D, and the lowest note is, the highest note is D, and the lowest note is D. That's an octave. And then it has a horn, which is in between that. So it's got an A note, and then on the top, and it's got a low A note. So those are both octaves. That's interesting. Okay, so D and a D, and an A and an A. And then it has three trombones on the bass clef with an A. So the A is doubled again. Yeah, the A is doubled. Okay, that's interesting. With the trumpet and the horn. Then D. Okay, then has a D note in the bass clef. And then it has a F sharp. Okay, and then on the very bottom it has... I can't read that. It's too low. Anyway, basically what I did was I took this example and I made a 1-4-5-1 chord progression. Oh, and I forgot to do one more thing, which is I have to go to layout... And I have to go to parts. No, I have to go to layout. Where do you put the chords in? Oh, yeah. So you go add from notes. So we're going to delete this C here. I'm going to do this on YouTube, like I said. You select all of it. And then you go add from notes. And it should add properly. And it did add properly. We've got a C chord going to an F/A. F, the 4 chord in first inversion. Then we have a G7, which is the 5-7 chord. Back to C. Very basic chord progression. And let's hear how this sounds, and then I'll describe better what's going on here. Now the key here is that we've got the G and a C in the top, but then the horn is higher. It's written down below. We've got an E and a C. Again, I'm going to show these on YouTube. So if you want to check out there and see visuals. Yep, that sounds pretty good. Okay, I might end here or I might add another example. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.